beginning in verse 1. After we tore ourselves away from them, we set sail straight for Kos, the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. Finding a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, we boarded and set sail. After we sighted Cyprus, passing to the south of it, we sailed on to Syria and arrived at Tyre. Since the ship was to unload its cargo there, we sought out the disciples and stayed there 7 days. Through the Spirit, they told Paul not to go to Jerusalem. When our time had come to an end, we left to continue our journey, while all of them, with their wives and children, accompanied us to the city. After kneeling down on the beach to pray, we said farewell to one another and boarded the ship, and they returned home. When we completed our voyage from Tyre, we reached Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and sisters and stayed with them for a day. The next day we left and came to Caesarea, where we entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. This man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. After he had been there several days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. He came to us, took Paul's belt, tied his own feet and hands, and said, "This is what the Holy Spirit says. In this way, the Jews in Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him over to the Gentiles." When we heard this, both we and the local people pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul replied, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Since he would not be persuaded, we said, "No more, except the Lord's will be done." You may be seated. Last week we were looking at the previous verses and the end of chapter 20 of Acts, and Paul is in the port city of Atlantis. He is called for the leaders from the church of Ephesus to come to them, and he's saying goodbye to them. We see Paul expressing his commitment to follow God's plan in this time. He gives warning to the church after he's gone. I remember reading George Washington's farewell address. George Washington, his farewell address is worth reading because its comments are timely. He warned about things that could happen in our country if we don't stick to our founding principles. We need to remember the faith on which we rest. Last Wednesday, I was scheduled to preach this sermon that I'm covering today, but I got sick. And Tommy had an opportunity to lead a service, praise and worship. Not nearly like what he's doing right now. The sorrow is for us. The sorrow for the Ephesian leaders. They say, "I'll never see your face again." Now, there should be a little asterisk there till we get to heaven. Because it's never goodbye for a Christian. All those Ephesian leaders got to see Paul later. We look at the life of Paul. Paul was committed to following God's plan. He had come, tore himself away, is our first verse. He didn't want to leave Ephesus. He wanted to move on God's plan, but he wanted to stay behind too. That's how we are. We know how great heaven is. But we like being here with the ones we love and see face to face. Paul, and notice it says the word "we," so it's talking about Luke here too, the one that wrote the book of Acts. we tore ourselves away. We didn't want to leave Ephesus, but we went on because we had God's plan to follow. And Paul was heading in the direction God had called him. If we look at Romans chapter 15, we see one of the things that Paul was, why he was heading to Rome, or heading to Jerusalem. He had told the Romans in his letter. Now remember, he had left Ephesus and gone over to Corinth, and now he's coming back and going down to Jerusalem. Romans 15, beginning in verse 25. Right now, I am traveling to Jerusalem to serve the saints, because Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem. Yes, they were pleased and indeed are indebted to them. For if the Gentiles have shared in their spiritual benefits, then they are obligated to minister to them in the material needs. And in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1, he further talks about the offering to the saints in Jerusalem. For the beginning of verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 16. For about the collection for the saints, do the same as I instructed the Galatian churches. On the first day of the week, each of you is to set something aside and save in keeping with how he is prospering, so that no collection will need to be made when I come. When I arrive, I will send with letters those you recommend to carry your gift to Jerusalem. If it is suitable for me to go as well, they will travel with me. Paul is heading to Jerusalem. God has given him a plan, a mission. He has also told him that I'm going to be with you, and that you, Paul, will be my witness in Rome. But all along the way, Paul's getting warned there's going to be trouble. There's going to be difficulty. But it is God's direction for Paul to continue the journey. We all have difficulties we have to face. There are trials that we're facing right now. As I mentioned at the beginning of the service, it's like a jigsaw puzzle that's just in a Ziploc bag. You don't have the box top cover. You don't know what the puzzle is supposed to look like. But God does. We just have the puzzle pieces. And some of them are a lot of blanks. But God knows. He knows why. He knows when. And just like with Paul, we can rejoice. My brother Tommy didn't waver. Served with him almost 20 years. We worked together to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we're at a loss for words. You say, you at a loss for words? Yeah. Well, I see the clock. And it goes very slow when you're preaching sometimes because you have a lot of words. But sometimes we don't know what to say. That's why God says that His Spirit is there with us. And it intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Sometimes we just can't say what's on our heart. God showed us the example of Paul following God's direction, even though he knew difficulty was ahead. We have difficulty ahead of us. It is not going to be smooth sailing if we want to remain true to God's word. There are people that don't like it. There are people that don't want to hear the truth of what God says. They don't want to hear that God is the one that makes the rules, not us. And God's the one that we're going to have to answer to on Judgment Day. We are all going to be standing before a holy God, and we'll either hear, "Depart from me, I never knew you," or enter into the rest of heaven. A rest from all your burdens. a rest from all your troubles. Paul knew what was ahead, both this side of heaven and in heaven. Paul said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." So Paul, when people said, don't go up to Jerusalem, it's dangerous. Paul just said, it's God's plan. Don't break my heart. Don't try to keep me from doing what God has called me to do. I know there's going to be trouble. Paul says, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to do what God has called me to do. Proclaim the truth, even if it means being put in prison or put to death. Finally, Paul convincing them of the truth that they knew, because they're just like us. We want to go with our feelings, what we feel we want. But sometimes we have to put our feelings aside to do what God wants us to do. Because there's a bigger picture. Verse 14. Since he would not be persuaded, we said no more except the Lord's will be done. God's will is always going to be done. Are we going to fight it? Or are we going to go with it and accept God's will? We also know that God has promised us, just like with Paul, I'm going to be there with you. There's that poem called Footprints. No, I'm not going to try to quote it because I can't remember it all. But basically, here's the theme of it. A guy is looking at a projection of his life, and along each step of his life, there's footprints in the sand on the beach. He says to God, God, I see two sets of footprints where we're walking together. But there's some times that were the worst times in my life. I only see one set of footprints. Why'd you leave me, God? God said, what does it say? God will carry us. Let us rest in his hands. Stand with me. Lord, we are in your hands. We don't understand, but you haven't called us to understand. You've called us to rest in your arms. You will carry us. Take all our burdens. Walk with us and let us realize that we are never alone. Lord, there's a time for each of us to serve you. And there's a time when you call us home. Our work is done. But it's not done for us that are left behind. We are here. Let us serve you as those that have gone before us have served you. Let us carry the burdens, sharing them with others, comforting weeping with those who weep, knowing that there's a joy, a time of joy when every tear is taken away. Let us remember how much you love us, and let us proceed on following your example. In Jesus' name, amen.